Enbridge Pipeline wants to build 3 5-story-high oil tanks in Superior to handle the proposed pipeline carrying capacity from the Canadian Alberta tar sands and North Dakota Bakken oil fields. A dozen people testified against it at the DNR hearing, while 4 were in favor. Christopher LaForge of Port Wing made the global warming argument.
The tar sands of Alberta are lethal carbon bombs, and the planned expansion of this capacity is basically the fuse on these bombs.
Kaylee Thornton of Spooner went after Enbridge for its pipeline spills, citing the Michigan 2010 Kalamazoo River rupture that spilled 1 million gallons.
Enbridge has proven itself a criminal corporate citizen. It took them over 17 hours to even report that the Kalamazoo spill was occurring. By the time the dust had settled, Enbridge was charged by regulators with 24 federal violations.
But with 125 construction jobs on the line, 2 union leaders defended Enbridge. Building Trades President Norm Voorhees says the company has high environmental standards.
To build it here as safely and as responsibly as we can. We rely on our public agencies and their technology to review everything and make sure it's done in a responsible manner.
Douglas County Administrator Andy Leshak wants the DNR to permit the tanks, saying it will build on Superior as an oil hub.
And we're proud to be home of Enbridge's Superior Terminal. In Douglas County, we've been able to strike a balance between economic development and nature. We've proven that industry and nature can coexist.
Enbridge hopes to build the tanks this summer. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.